Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were taught that the Bible is the very words of God, and not just a general idea of God's thoughts. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus says, "And he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." And people will be cast into hell based on not receiving Christ as according to the Scriptures, the words of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, we're told. Now, that word inspiration is interesting. It comes from the word theonoutos. Theonoutos. It is a compound Greek word. It is broken down as following. Theos, God, noutos, breathe. It means God breathed each word out as the men recorded it. For an example, in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 2, "Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write all these words that I have spoken into a book." Now, he says, the words which God spoke, Jeremiah must see that it is mechanically recorded exactly as God said it was spoken by him. And my friend, that's the way the entire Bible was given to us, and it's been preserved exactly like he gave. Or you've got to call the Lord Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, a big liar, because he said not one tittle and jot passed from the law. So every tittle and jot is still there. Okay, so if that's the case, then you better get off your idea of my philosophy is much stronger and better than the Word of God, because one day you're going to be proven at a time when you don't want to be proven wrong. But what these Scriptures I've shared with you also shows us that the Bible, as God gave it to the men, was breathed by out every word, and it is not what is called today dynamic equivalence. That is, they say, well, these men wrote the thoughts. They didn't write it word for word, but they got the general idea of it and wrote it down. Dynamic equivalence. Well, again, Jesus said, every jot and tittle, and it is preserved for us. But see that Jeremiah specifically instructed to write all the words that I, that is God, have spoken. God breathed. Now, why do we say God breathed? Well, when I'm talking, as you're listening to me now, I'm breathing out. Let's just take that term, those two words, that little phrase, God breathed. Now, right where you are, maybe you're in a radio, listen to your radio in the car, maybe you're sitting at home, maybe you're listening on a computer, and say God breathed while you are breathing in. God. Well, see, you couldn't hardly hear that if you heard it at all, and it didn't make sense. You only knew what I was saying because I told you what I was going to be saying. God breathed. Well, God breathed every word to those he used to write Scripture. Now we go back up to verse 15 here of our text here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and he says the Holy Scripture. Now, the use of the word holy suggests the idea of sacredness. God, Psalms 138, verse 2, says that he has exalted his word even above his name. And again, the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Well, that's a great name. If every knee is going to bow, that's a great name, and yet he's exalted his word even above his name. Not to be worshipped of itself. We don't go to the store and buy a Bible and then lay it on the floor and or on a table and then bow down and put our face to the floor and bow down to that Bible in that respect. No, it's not to be worshipped of itself. Rather, it's to be totally, fully, 100% trusted as his word and coming from he who is holy. You see, this is not the mind of the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, the Apostle John. People say, well, look, this is the style of John. This is the style of Paul in his writing. I've heard people argue about who is the one that wrote Hebrews because it's not the style of Paul. So it couldn't be Paul. There is not a book in the Bible that is the style of Paul. Every word was God-breathed. Now, God, the words he breathed to John, states much about love, and yet you see separation from the world, the naming of sin, naming of people. Paul deals with the Judaizers and grace. And yet, as John, you see the naming of sin, naming of people. Now, that's not their mind. And by the way, if Paul had not been a holy man, or if any of these had not been a holy man, God would not have breathed every word that they wrote. Because he wouldn't do that to an unholy person. You see, God trusts his word, something this precious, only with holy people to write it down and make it right. So, that is why it's so important. You'll hear me often talk about the King James Bible. Why? Well, every one of these other translations are translated from texts that were created in 1881, and then every 3 or 4 years they make some changes in those text because they don't think they got it exactly right. Well, the Bible, the King James, the Old Testament being the Masoretic, the New Testament, the Textus Receptus, that's been down through the ages from the first century even because that's when it was written. And it seems like from time to time new evidences are found of that. 5,400 manuscripts. The 47 from this other one of different manuscripts considered corrupted manuscripts. Now, why is it that men come up and just say, well, no, that can no longer be the Bible. We got it right. How's come it wasn't preserved until they did something? And how's come it has to continue to be changed? Now, again, it's not intellectual. It's highly philosophical, and they may use $25 words, but it's not intellectual in that it's not of the intellect of God, it's of the intellect of the devil. So, when you're reading this Bible, it is exactly the same as God saying it himself because he's spoken about it. It is God's word and God's mind. Now you say, well, what about the Spanish? What about the French? What about all these others? Hey, if it's translated from the write manuscripts. And that's about it. We're not saying that King James corrected the Greek and Hebrew. It did not. It did not. God didn't breathe to the translators every English word, okay? But he gave them the words that he breathed to these men that did write the Bible, taken down mechanically dictation from God, and they basically translated each word for the English. And they do the same in Spanish and all these other languages. Take it from the right source. Again, we have the right Bible, but make sure you're reading the Bible daily to see what God is thinking. It's from the mind of God. So since it's from the mind of God, read it to see what he's thinking. As a boss dictates a letter and a secretary types it, so Paul merely has seen to it that each word is the word that God wants written. And so he had it mechanically dictated, whether he wrote it or he had somebody that he gave them each word to write down. There was nothing added, nothing taken away. Nothing is of Pauline flavor in this epistle we're studying, or in the book of John, John's flavor, Luke's flavor, and Matthew's flavor. No, it is the mind of God. We are trusting God when we're reading this book. That's why we must not only believe it, but we must also do it. The apostle, none of these writers, changed even the punctuation. So please understand that this is indeed the Word of God. He gave it. We must simply believe it. It came from Him who is holy. Now, the Greek scholar Thayer says, the word holy has the idea that it is something that must not be violated. What do they do with these new manuscripts and new versions of the Bible? They violate the holy words which God spoke to Jeremiah, for an example, had to be exactly right. They must see to it that they are recorded rightly. And so he gave every word. It was holy. And for an example, Colossians 1:14, speaking of forgiveness through his blood. Two of their manuscripts do not have through his blood in it. So they, in many of these versions, leave out through his blood. In other ones, they put it in brackets to say it's not supposed to be there.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.